Hey, America!
Start listening now!
Guys, I've got great news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so, okay, yeah, this is awesome. In keeping in the spirit of having cute, adorable things represent stuff, 12 Points has a mascot now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to unveil to everyone listening. This is our adorable one-dimensional mascot, Pointo.
Somebody kill me!
And welcome to another Begging for Death episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, where farmers don't slop their hogs anymore. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
Isn't that sad?
It's a true tragedy. I'm sorry if this is how you found out, but hogs don't be slopped anymore.
It's terrible.
I feel like this is like the worst advertisement ever for farmersonly.com.
Farmers Only, where we slop!
Well, it's not farmers and hogs only. So I think farmers only is probably fine. I don't care for this course of conversation at this point.
You don't? No. You're,
a lot of people wouldn't use a website that was farmers and hogs. That was a dating site.
Yeah, I suppose. while we decide if we'll allow Pointo the sweet release of death or not, everyone enjoy Pointo. He's one dimension and is it's a great mascot, as he's one dimensional just like this show. And so Sam, why don't you hit him with the socials, let him know how they can tell us what we should do with Pointo.
Oh god. Just let us know. You can reach out to us in the standard ways, all the usual social media outlets. Generally speaking, our username is 12pointsusa. You can find us on just about everything. Or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. You can find our merchandise over on our Redbubble page. You can support us financially with a one-off contribution on our Ko-fi account. That's Ko-fi. Or with a continued sustaining donation on a monthly basis through our Patreon account. Whether you support us financially or not, we love and appreciate you either way. But Patreon supporters do get exclusive content and early access to episodes. And if you are listening to us through some sort of a podcastery that gives you the chance to like, subscribe, share, give a review, feel free to do so. Any bit of goodwill helps other folks find us and join this crazy little community that we've got over here. Are we just going to dive right into news? We feel like we've had a fair amount of it over this past week.
Yeah.
We'll put the Oscars wrap up that we're going to obviously at some point completely derail ourselves into on the Patreon or something, because you know it's coming.
Hashtag
there was just too much.
Podcast.
Was this Saturday more super than our past Saturday? I feel like we have more new songs this week than any other week that we've had so far.
I feel like we've had a blend of the national final stuff plus a handful of the internal selections come through. I mean, it's coming close to the end. Yeah. So I think a couple of countries are just, you know, putting it near the end of things. So it's those last little bits of the Wikipedia page are getting filled in, and it just kind of all comes together. So speaking of internal selections, do we just want to rip off the Band-Aid and start talking about Australia?
Yeah, it's our favorite Go-Gurt with Milky Boy or whatever it is. This is the, I feel like I was talking about Iceland last week as being sort of the big meme entry of this year. But oh boy, that was before we took a listen to, it's Gojo, right? Gojo.
Mm-hmm.
Jogo.
I think it's Gojo, not Goyo. It's, you know,
it's
Gojo.
It's Gojo.
It is Australia. Gojo with Milkshake Man, right? Milkshake Man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God,
this is like, I don't know if this was only big in the States here or if you over in Europe are familiar with this, but do you remember in the early 2010s when The Lonely Island came out with You Touch My Tra-La-La? Like,
that was Lonely Island.
Oh, no, who was that? Anyway.
Was that Gunter?
You Touch My Tra-La-La. You know that?
Yes,
that
I do. He tried to represent Finland a couple years ago with a song about self-love.
God, I hate this contest. Anyway, that's kind of what this is like, except it's exactly what you are picturing in your head if I tell you this is sung by a Zoomer with a mustache. That's it. So was this national final or was this internal selection? Or was this the sick hand of God?
No, this was internal.
Okay.
Yeah. We talk about the X effect, you know, like when there's a big hit song that comes from the previous year's thing. Like we had the Fuego effect a lot in 2019 and that sort of thing. Well, mm-hmm. here's the Jost Klein effect in full force. And it's not the only song to do that this year. I will never forgive Jost for what he's done.
Iceland is definitely in the same tradition. I'll say that.
Maybe a little bit, but Espresso Macchiato is the other one that, like,
oh yes
this is more of the Windows 95 man effect, and given how he turned out in the end, I'm surprised.
Yeah,
it sort of feels like, well, we'll definitely qualify and that's it,
but they had fun they qualify, which frankly isn't always a given for Australia anymore.
Yeah, I can see this one going through okay, but I think it's doing similar Windows 95 man things.
Yeah, I think it's probably through. Musically, I like it. This isn't saying a lot. I like it more than Espresso Macchiato. I'll say that. I think it's just a better song somehow. But what in the world is the staging of this going to be like?
I pity the crew who's going to have to clean up after it, though, I will say.
Oh, God.
Not a lot of liquids, though, are they?
No.
Sure you are. I mean, Jedward had an entire waterfall, like a water feature on stage when they went in Baku. Though. It was flashy.
I feel like cleaning up water is a lot easier than if he, like, literally brought milkshakes on stage and started throwing them at people.
Oh, man.
I mean, I suppose if he starts throwing milkshakes around and they bring all the boys to the yard, would six people be on stage and he'd be disqualified?
Depends on how many boys.
Yeah, there
are. If it's all the boys and there are more than six boys, then yeah, that's gonna be tough.
Have you seen the Eurovision audience? It's gonna be a lot more than six boys.
Okay. Well,
I also love the fact that this is gonna be in the same semifinal as Malta and Finland.
Oh wow. Okay. It's
what about Estonia?
Off the chain.
No, Estonia's the other one.
Oh, would it okay. be? Estonia's with Iceland. We have to divvy up our absolute weirdos this year.
Oh, that's right. Leica Party's in this one, too.
Oh, remember Leica Party? That feels like it was 6 months ago.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of review videos, of course, because a lot of stuff came in over the weekend. Like, people's top 25 or 26 or whatever we're at right now. Leica Party. Always near the beginning of those videos. And also, I'm glad because every single time I watch one of those videos, I forget that it exists. Poor Leica Party. Wow.
I don't know. I did see one today where it was number one.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I've definitely seen one or two that are weirdly high on it.
I want to point out, I've watched a number of those ranking videos. Mm-hmm. Shockingly, near the top almost every single time is mm-hmm. Albania.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, always top mm-hmm. five. Yeah.
And I'm like, it is... what?
To be fair, we've got, what have we got, 12 more countries to go?
Yeah, just kind of want that. But like, consistently like second or third or something. Nobody's put it number one, but always up there.
It's quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have we been seeing at number one in these things? I've seen Greece.
Greece a lot.
Greece a lot
and the Netherlands.
Finland. A lot of Finland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So can I ask, what do we know about Gojo? Where did this guy come from?
He's from
Australia.
He's from Western Australia. He's from supposedly he grew up on a remote self-sustaining estate in Western Australia. So way the heck out there. And yeah, he supposedly had a couple of streams on Spotify. And by a couple, I mean like over a million. Supposedly he's one of those guys that kind of became big on social media, on a social media platform that supposedly he's big on TikTok, which I'm not on.
Is he like that guy with the keyboard and the mustache who did a thing with Montaigne a few years ago?
No, that's Tom Carty, who I would have killed.
Right. Oh,
I would
Tom have absolutely... Carty did something with Montaigne?
Yes, the Human Centipede song.
This is new to me. Okay.
Oh, no,
okay.
Danny, that means you're just not listening to me, because I bring this song up every damn chance I get.
I feel like Tom Carty is not always mentioned. Okay, I have to lock in.
Just do yourself a favor, and again, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on the podcast before. Mm. Watch the song on YouTube, Red Flags, Tom Carty with Montaigne.
Okay.
That is your homework for this week.
It is one of the songs of all time, for sure. yeah. So there was mention of Netherlands, so we can transition to Cloud.
I was going to say the same thing. Don't you love when a Dutch, like... The Netherlands entry last year was Jost Klein with a song called Europapa. And this year they decide to send a guy with notably Dutch name Claude, and the notably Dutch phrase "C'est la vie" for their song. I'm only ragging on it because it appears to be a top contender.
It's solid. It's fine. It's
for people liking it. For people not hating a song for once that's coming out this Eurovision season.
I'm not seeing it as a contender. I'm really not, and I'm not even hating on it. Saying that, I'm surprised at how high people have it ranked at this point.
It is because it is one of the songs that sucks the least.
Well, okay, so I guess I guess I did want to say just sort of generally. I know probably 2-3 weeks ago now. Whenever that was, 6 years ago, that it's frustrating to see people say, like, really early on when we don't even have half the songs, like, boy, this is looking like a weak year, because they always end up being wrong. I'm just going to ask, at what point can we start legitimately worrying about that?
I think when we have 4 more songs. I think once we're close to 30 songs, I think then we can start levying the allegations.
I think 30 is a good number.
Fair enough.
So by the time this episode airs, you at home will know whether this is a weak year or not.
I'm getting a little concerned.
The competitive songs usually come out right at the end.
A lot of times, yeah.
So it's going to be UK, Georgia, and Cyprus battling for the top is what I'm hearing from you, Derek?
Not ruling that out.
That sounds great.
Someone somewhere has a good song, goddammit.
It's Sweden.
I swear to God, if this is a bum year and Mons wins again...
By default.
I'm like, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
I like Mons. I like that song, to be honest, but it really would feel kind of whatever. I like it more than the sauna thing, I'll tell you that. I'm in the minority on that, I'm sure. But it would still feel pretty anticlimactic and kind of deflating. It's just like, okay, so Sweden's just, this is enough. This is where we're at with the contest. This is enough. And fine, I guess. But like, we've had so many years where things have been so much more elevated than that. You know,
I'm waiting for someone to save us. I'm waiting for a country to save us. And you're saying that the Netherlands doesn't really feel like that?
Feel like what?
Feel like it's a
winner?
A shining spot in what this year otherwise feels like.
That is not how I feel at the present moment, no.
I think the song is fine.
Of the songs that are locked in right now,
yes,
Finland might be the only one where I could be like, that makes sense.
I feel it. I feel that.
I can see that.
That
may be a stretch, but...
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I'm struggling to come up with other things to say about the Netherlands. It's good. We've got... we haven't even gotten... what's France lady's name? Francine?
Luan.
Oh, that's right.
She's high up in the odds, even though we have no idea what's going on with them.
Because she's a very established act.
Yeah. She's a huge star.
Very talented.
From the looks of it, Claude was, you know, not exactly an unknown. He had a couple of... he had like a hit? He had a big hit last year or 2 years ago?
A few. Mm-hmm. A couple of them.
You know, he's a not unknown in the Netherlands.
Yeah. He's a good pick too. I'm just saying we don't have France's song, and I'm sorry to tell you, France, but our comme ci comme ça quota is full. You missed out.
Oh my God, can I tell you, I'm so tired of hearing any song in the French language. And I swear to God, it is like a checklist. It is like they have to go through customs and the customs officer says, yes, does your export, will the song that you'll be exporting have the comme ci comme ça in it? And they say no. And they go, okay, jail for 10 years. So like name a goddamn French language entry that does not have comme ci comme ça in it. I'm begging you to find a different rhyme, France. I'm begging you. Imagine being a country with 1,000 years of like being at the forefront of like Western European culture, and you're just like, oh, maybe we do comme ci comme ça this time. Like, no.
Well, Foulon didn't have it, but that's because they weren't singing in French.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure French, that Tom Lee like, had it.
Oh, he probably...
he didn't write it, so.
You are comme ci comme ça. He was right there. You just weren't listening. Mm-hmm. None of us listened.
Was it? Okay.
None of us should have listened.
You're right. I've never actually heard that song.
I don't remember the last time that I actually listened to it full through. I think it was probably 2020.
When you had to?
Yeah, when I had to. I've listened to The Lucky One infinitely more times than that one.
Hell yeah.
Don't say comme ci comme ça in that one. Say what you will. Let's move along. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of France. Yeah. Let's
All right. So we did actually have actual competitive national finals over this past weekend. Let's go, I guess, chronologically. We'll start with Serbia. After a pretty competitive national final, the winner, disappointingly for Minnesotans, that Prince is not back from the dead and is now Serbian.
And white. It's
significantly, I won't say less fashion sense, but just, you know.
I loved Prink in Purple Ray.
Purple Ray, yeah.
But yes, the winner is the song Mila. Prince came in second place with the jury vote and third place in the public vote, winning 1 point above the drag act Harem Girls with their song Aladdin. So we will have a pretty straight down the line Balkan ballad out of Serbia. Dude's any thoughts? Pipes. Any opinions?
Yeah, dude's got pipes. That's my thoughts.
Dude does have pipes, but this is one of the Balkan bangers that drops for us this week.
No, I mean banger bangers. Or ballad, because those are. I think you use those words interchangeably sometimes, Danny, and I feel like there needs to be a question.
It's high Balkan. This is high Balkan. I'll leave it there.
A Balkan banger would be like a hurricane, like an Asta.
Yes, that's true. Would be like poison cake, like what we also got.
We'll
definitely have. I feel like we should save that for last because oh boy.
Well, we do. Lucky for me.
Oh, good. What do we? I don't feel like we're going anywhere with Serbia in our continuing journey for a savior.
I think
holding out for a hero here.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for like a handsome, long-haired dude, I mean, I guess if some people look at that and see, kind of looks Jesus-y if you're looking for a savior, but I mean, not quite my flavor.
I feel like Serbia has gone a little bit wild for a bit now, and this is kind of cutting back a bit. I mean, Ramonda wasn't crazy.
No.
No, yeah.
But like... I'm just looking back, and we've got Novadesa, Kruna, Hurricane again, Incorporis Sano, like
Luke Black,
and
it feels strange. You kind of have to ask the question, you know, if this was second with the jury and third with the public. Is that what you said?
Third with the public, and actually, interestingly enough, it should be noted that the act that overwhelmingly won the public vote, almost like suspiciously high numbers of votes.
Yes.
Got no points from the jury.
Okay. Because this seems about, which this seems about
little,
right.
A little sketch.
Like when you listen to this song, you're like whose favorite is this? Whose favorite is this song? And it feels like it's no one's. Like, let's bring it back to Tom Lieb. Like who wanted this?
I think there are people. I bet you Montenegro gives it a lot of points if it gets it gets the chance. Mm-hmm. I bet some of the other Yugoslav and other Balkan sort of things will, because I think it's a well done song.
Yeah.
One of the better live singers we've had this year, if I'm being honest. I remember we were in, I think this was in Liverpool. We were talking to a guy from Serbia about Luke Black and how there'd been some backlash locally because despite what we see a lot in their Eurovision entrance over the last few years, Serbia is a fairly conservative country.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Luke's sexuality was a point of contention for a lot of people. And it makes me wonder if, you know, the public vote, the eyes watching the national final there have evolved somewhat, and therefore the tastes have started to change a little bit. I don't know. These things
are, we looking
change
at a gravitation towards things that are nostalgically familiar and significantly non-adventurous? Is the Nemo effect going to be instead sort of like a Nemo reaction?
In Eurovision vernacular, they're going safe.
Well, going safe or
it's really not
this,
bad,
or is this like a reaction? Because I also have the same opinion of Slovenia, because like they have sent us some very interesting things over the past couple of years, and then this year they send us a song about how we never know when we're going to die.
It should be noted that, again, Clement is a huge, huge name in Slovenia.
Yes, he is.
He was kind of a foreigner.
I mean, he is, but not for things like that song.
Yeah, like that.
True.
Yeah.
A lot of artists have gotten through on name recognition alone. And I don't think we can say that any country is going to be consistent. Yeah. I don't know if there's a particular trend going on or if this is just an off year.
Everyone's sending just a boring, warm blanket.
It just feels to me like if the U.S. were allowed to participate for some reason, and we decided to send a sappy ballad sung by Shane Gillis, like, it would be so weird.
But the staging would be incredible, because we would spend so much money.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see what the production budget looks like for this song compared to some of the things that have admittedly been a little more out there and complex, but maybe not quite as popular with the Serbian state. I'm not sure about that. I go back thinking with that guy that we talked to from Serbia, who was just really, really kind of bummed that it just seemed like the country had kind of didn't have its back the way that they probably should have. And will that be the case with Prink? I don't know. Prink, once you pop, you can't stop. What else we got? We got more songs.
Yeah. So hopping over to the national finals that were held on Saturday over in Denmark, we had Sissel.
Remember when I said that song was great?
Yeah, I do. Remember when you just brought it up again?
Yeah.
Weird. Anyway, yes. She was sort of one of the favorites going into the national final, and her song Hallucination ended up taking the win. It should be noted, it was not a unanimous win. She took the top marks with the jury, but the top marks of the televote actually went over to Tim Skou with the song Proud. He would have been a returning artist. He was the lead singer from A Friend in London back in 2011. But Sissel, on the back of the jury score, ended up beating Tim by only 1 point in the end. It was very, very close in the super final. We have another pretty lady from Denmark singing the same word over and over again in the chorus.
Sand. I'm sorry, hallucination. I don't know what, we're not getting into reviews here, but man, Denmark really seem to be stuck in one gear, don't they?
Yeah.
She's got a hell of a voice, though.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She really,
she's
really does.
She's it out there in that performance. Yeah. So I'll give her that.
Sort of ravey. Sort of like not brain-challengingly ravey. I say that because, like, I don't know, we've had sort of like the rave feel before. And so, like, we have to split into two camps. Are we doing sort of like Luktelk, which sort of feels like you're, you know, sweating in a dance club at 1 a.m., but in like a, I don't know, there's something more there. There's something more substantial there. Or is this more like We Will Rave? And the answer is Denmark has sent us We Will Rave, but it's just called Hallucination.
They could have a lot of fun with the staging on this one if they really wanted to.
They could.
Wide open, yeah.
I mean, they won't, but...
I also do want to give them a little bit of props, though. This is now the second Faroese singer in just a couple of years that they've sent.
Oh, that's right. It's Little Tiny Boy, right? He was Faroese?
Yes, he was.
What was his name?
Breaking My Heart.
What was his name?
Little Tiny Boy. I just remember that he kept eternally youthful by bathing in the blood of the virgins.
Yes, he was. He was older than all of us combined, and yet somehow.
God, that's right.
Oh my God!
His name is
Riley.
That's
Romeo, it. Ace of Spies. He was at least 40 years older than we thought.
That was great because that was also the year that, like, Greece sent like an 18-year-old boy, and he looked like he was 35.
Oh yeah,
he had the arms of Robin Williams.
What? That's what Robin Williams is known for.
The arms, yes. You know what what else to say here? Is this singer a big thing over in Denmark? Has Denmark done it? Because Denmark, I mean, year to year, they're not disinclined to sending unknowns, relatively.
Yeah,
I feel like Sissel is not a complete unknown. She's not. Oh, I said the thing. Movie podcast. Oh God!
It's Sam's turn.
Oh no! What have I done? I feel like she's had a couple of singles on the local charts. Let's see here. When it looks like when she was 10 years old, she won, you know, a musical festival in the Faroes. Let me look up more information on various other languages of Wikipedia because she doesn't have an English language page yet.
Surprise.
So she was 10 when she won the thing. And now here we are, 3 weeks later.
Well, I was going to say, how old is Sissel?
She was born in 95, which would make her approximately 30.
Okay.
Oh, she's getting old.
Don't.
I learned anything from the substance. Thanks. 30. That's the cutoff.
Thanks, Mr. DiCaprio.
That's 25.
Yeah, you're right. That's like way beyond. Anyway, what else? Oh, you know what? I'd made a note when we were talking about Prink that I wanted to bring up. Talking a little bit about staging still. A lot of people have pointed out that there are a good number of songs in this year in which the competitors have been like suspended from the ceiling or on some sort of apparatus that is hanging from the ceiling and that sort of thing. Mm. And it's been pointed out that in a lot of cases, you're not allowed to do that at Eurovision. That the rules basically don't call for hanging stuff from the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, is that an over? I'm not familiar with that rule. Is that like an overarching rule, or is that just something that the venue puts in place saying we can't handle this?
I think a lot of cases it's the latter. There were some things hanging from the roof in Tel Aviv, I want to say. Hmm. There was a bit of a foo-for-a about the orb that Duncan Lawrence had. He had an extra tech rehearsal because of the orb, because apparently doing that sort of thing is so unusual at Eurovision, because a lot of times they don't allow it. And I think a lot of times that's because the venues aren't rated for it. Like we can hang all of the speakers and the things like that for the stage itself, but we can't do anything else. Supposedly Basel's arena does not have that problem.
Hmm. Okay.
So, and there have been some videos of like Erica Vickman's team rehearsing, and she's still got that
the microphone stand,
the microphone shaft.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That appears to be part of the plan still.
Yeah. Because what's the alternative? That we do like hydraulic lifts, that we do pneumatic lifts.
Maybe. I mean, when Cesar Sampson just had a big podium.
I mean, even Bonnie Tyler back in 2013, like lifted up into the air like Grisabella the glamour cat by the end of it.
Yeah. I didn't see that movie.
I'm trying to remember how Tattoo did it. Did that come down?
No, yeah. That was wheeled on.
It was part of its own apparatus. Like it was its own self-controlled sort of like crane system and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was its own thing.
So I guess what I'm saying is like, think about it. There aren't actually a lot of cases of things dangling.
The orb was an issue though? I mean, that's like the tiniest thing.
Yeah, I don't remember this being as big of a problem. I remember them rehearsing it just in order to get the timing right, but I didn't remember it being... It wasn't an issue of weight. It wasn't a particularly large, menacing orb.
Just a guy standing on a catwalk and going, whoop!
It was a dude with a fishing pole, yeah.
Yeah! That seems so weird that there would be like that... A, that they would need an entire rehearsal just for that, and B, that they would have to worry about like having a capability like that. Is that sort of this, like, are we going to be like predicting that that's going to be a thing? Not just we have a bunch of national finals where that has been sort of like a strangely popular way to stage things, but like, is Basel's openness to that going to encourage other folks to sort of do it? It does look fairly spectacular without breaking the pyro budget, you know, one way to get around that.
And it can be done also subtly, like even Slovenia that we talked about in the national final, Klemen was just suspended upside down. And just hung upside down and sung like that. So my only concern is if for some odd reason there is some sort of a technical issue where the integrity isn't quite there, a lot of these acts are going to have to pivot hardcore last minute, like mechanical sun level of pivot.
Remember when the sun didn't work?
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
just a big, dark goddamn thing.
Vaguely recalling, I think it was in Liverpool, they put the little Ukrainian girl from Junior the year before up in a thing, and they actually did bring her down from the ceiling. But that was part of an interval act, which seemed to just be exempt to these sorts of rules.
Yeah.
That the host just can do whatever they want.
Well, the timing is different. The timing, you know, you could do a lot more with longer than what the postcard would allow.
That's true. Like a lot more.
Yeah.
More than even a commercial break, as they sometimes end up giving people to set up the big Stargate or whatever it is they have.
Yeah. I'm very, very, very excited to see how these acts kind of pivot and what they end up creating with this. Because maybe it'll do something revolutionary. Who knows? We can use it this year.
This many people hanging from the ceiling, though. I think at a certain point, they're like, we can't have like 20 different contraptions for 20 different acts up in the rafters to lower down at any given time. That just seems like too much.
Something to watch out for, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is...
Yeah. Yeah, because I suppose if other delegations find out that their eye-catching gimmick is being done by four or five other countries, it's like if everybody has a hanging element, then nobody has a hanging element. You know,
big microphone shaft. Everyone's gonna have one.
We gotta get one of these other countries to start doing whatever Mons is doing inside of that jagged multiple layer vulva or whatever he's got there. We've gotta dilute the waters. We've gotta save it.
Wasn't there some sort of rule about, like, and I think this came up with Caesar Samson's staging, that, like, if they wanted to have that built into the stage, they needed to make it available to anyone else who wanted to use it.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I think, they couldn't just have it just for your own exclusive use if it was something that was integral to the design of the show.
Can you imagine if Clement or someone was like, I'm going to use the microphone?
The thing is, though, he totally would.
I know. I mean, that's probably not going to happen, but if there's still a rule like that, I'm curious. This is definitely something to watch out for as we start seeing rehearsal footage and things like that. Hmm. We're still a little ways away from that, but we'll see what all that ends up looking like. Anywho, that was my aside about things hanging from the rafters.
About how you've got no strings to hold you down.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Got no strings on me. Germany, however...
Yeah, I was going to say, nice to see the song finally coming through, that for a couple of weeks back there, people were getting their knickers in a twist over, and now we've got it. Now we've got Abor and Tina with Baller. Basketball continuing to be Eric's favorite little trend over there in Europe. We love basketball. Seems to be a big joke to them, and honestly, for me, it is also a big joke as an American. they're baller over there.
Oh yeah. So the national final was also on Saturday. Abor and Tina with Baller, as mentioned. This is, I believe, the first monolingual German entry for Germany since 1998, since like Gildo Horn and Gildo Hochdeutsch Lieb. So this is linguistically a really very cool moment. And the first German song to actually have the German language in there at all since Frauenhygiene der Welt, which I want to say was 2007, 2008.
I was going to say unique, but like also it really shouldn't be. Like, for what reason do we not sing in German? They could send a song like this. This is also a song where,
have
like,
you heard the language?
I have heard the language. Yes, but as we talked about months ago, like even just during Junior Eurovision, there's no reason not to sing in it. I mean, maybe if you want to win, you should not sing it. But like, I don't know, it's pretty enough for a song like this, which is again sort of a rave light song. You don't really need to sing in English. You don't need to be, the spirit of your song will carry over. It's fine.
The vibes are universal.
Listen, if you have like a thumping track and you are just dancing and there's flashing lights and your song is called Baller, we can do the work. We'll do the rest of the work. We got it, baby.
Uns, 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 uns.
Yeah, that's it. It is an Unsa 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 song. It is. We got a bunch of those. We got a bunch of those this year. And Germany wants to relive up to their club banger stereotypes. Great. Great. Go for it, baby.
I mean, they never seem to delve into this direction of music. Like,
It is nice to see. Yes.
And it's also ironic considering that Abor and Tina, they're actually Austrian.
What?
Austrian and of like Hungarian descent as well. There's not much German about them.
That explains
the language, and I guess it's where they've made their careers. And you know what? If the delegation was like, "Hey, let's have them in the national final," then let's have them in the national final.
Wasn't Ben Dolich also not German?
Yeah, he also sang in English. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't Ben? Yeah, Ben Dolich, was he
Serbian?
He's Slovenian.
Slovenian?
Yeah. Okay. Hotbed of cool Eurovision songs, Slovenia.
Yeah, no wonder it was so good.
Yeah, that's right. He was, Ben Dolich was Slovene, but he took part in The Voice of Germany, and so he was decently known over there.
It was Ben Dolich, not Ben Dolich.
Ich bin Dolich.
This German song is great. I'm surprised it's not getting more attention.
I think a lot of people are kind of overlooking it because the singer did have a cold the day of the national final. So the video that's going around is not her at full strength.
Yes, you can kind of tell. You can kind of tell.
It's really not bad, even considering that.
Yeah.
This is leagues better than anything Germany sent in a long time.
Yeah. We can say that. Yeah. Yep. At least they're having fun.
Yeah, and they're having fun too, which is
absolute
always a plus.
Yeah, I think all in all, it was a pretty solid national final,
particularly by German standards. Yeah,
very true. So, yeah, more power to Stefan Raab for bringing it back a bit. We'll see what happens in Basel, but I'm very excited to see how this turns out. All right, the last song that was selected this weekend. I feel like there are going to be some opinions to be had. This is "Poison Cake" by Marko Bošnjak for Croatia, winner of this year's Dora. Danny, I feel like you're holding yourself in a way that looks like you have feelings that need to emerge.
I have to save things for the preview show, but this is the kind of song that like you'll wait for. Not that it's great or that it's terrible, but like this is the kind of like full muscle swing for the fences that you're looking for at Eurovision. You really are. I'm tired of all this safe stuff. I'm tired with sending some fun little dance songs. Send us a absolutely weird Croatian song called Poison Cake that's sung by a guy wearing, how are we going to describe, the shoulder pads like Bowser from a Mario game. Huge, huge fan of this. Need more of that. That is the spirit of Eurovision, okay? Love it. Love it.
He's bringing some real vampiric energy. Glam vampire.
Glampire?
Whatever,
I don't know that I've formed an opinion on this yet, but I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Again, we'll get into the details and the real nitty gritty when we get into our preview episodes.
Once we get to that higher vocal register, I'm just kind of like, oh, buddy, buddy.
When the song goes cutesy.
Let's not say things we can't take back. I don't know.
Is this like the year where we're like, usually we roll our eyes at just like, oh, they say they're doing a revamp. Let's watch them do the revamp. And then the revamp turns out to just really blow. Is this the year where we get a bunch of revamps and actually everyone just improves at the last second and the betting odds go whoopsie doodle?
That happens.
I'm looking for something weird this year. I don't want Mons winning. I want one of our smaller countries that needs a shot to win. You know, if suddenly there's love for Albania coming from behind, beautiful. So we want to jump behind Poison Cake. Hell yeah. I'm not saying we should.
If Rim Tim Taggy Dim couldn't do it.
Die, no. Poison Cake isn't. Yeah.
Rim Tim Taggy Dim got real close, though.
It got very close.
Oh, yeah.
Needed a little more jury love.
I know we're ragging on Mons a lot, but man, there's some really good non-English, non-traditional pop songs at Melfest this year that I wish had a better shot. Like I watched just like a quick synopsis of some of the songs. I was just like, God, some of these are really interesting and weird and different and have like real identity. And then it's like, no, it's going to be Mons. And I'm like, okay.
Poison Cake. It should be noted that Poison Cake did not, it was the jury winner at Dora this year, but it actually came in fourth in the televote.
That was the jury winner? This seems topsy-turvy. I feel if you would have told me that this was the public vote and got through just on the strength of that, I would have believed you wholesale. This is the jury winner?
It was the jury winner by 21 points, 83 points over the second place song, Magazine, which I guess is sort of, they would have technically been a returning artist for Eurovision, but none of the members from Magazine now were in Magazine when they performed for Croatia back in the early 90s.
Am I remembering right that their song was called, don't help me on this, was it
Yeah, I believe it was actually pronounced
Okay.
Yeah, not
my Croatian is not, it's not great, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I tried.
But it also needs to be said that third place with the jury was the act with possibly one of the greatest names in Eurovision history, Nipple People.
I like the alliteration though.
Nipple people.
Just, are we not all nipple people?
Like Robert De Niro said. Movie podcast.
Is this, we have So we got Sweden and Portugal still. We have Israel's song to release. We're going to finally get Adonis's song. Adonx's song from Czechia. Adonx,
get it right.
By the time that you're hearing this, but like...
Also, Austria's song Wasted Love is going to be released on the 6th. And we also need to let people know that the San Marinese national final, our long international nightmare, will be coming to an end on the 8th as well. Our final Super Sunday, or Super Saturday, I should say. They did release the name of the big acts that will be basically fast-tracked to the grand final. For those who are fans of San Remo, there are a couple of familiar names. Bianca Atze, Marco Carta, Pier Davide Carone, Silvia Salemi, all San Remo alumni. However, I think when people think of San Remo and the San Marinese national final this year, the big headline was a song that was heavily, heavily featured and well, well loved at San Remo this year, although not actually in the running, not a competitive song, but the theme song for San Remo this year. Guys, did you watch San Remo at all this year, or am I the only one?
Just you.
Damn it. There was this one song, going into and out of every single commercial break was a song, Tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia, tutta l'Italia. It was inescapable. And for a week's worth of San Remo viewing, you heard the song more than you hear the sound of your own breathing. That song was written by Gabri Ponte, who is a well-known producer and best known for being the guy behind Eiffel 65.
Oh, the guy who's blue.
Yes. This is not to be confused with the actual currently touring act, Eiffel 65, who tried to represent San Marino a couple years ago with the song Movie Star.
That's right, yeah.
Movie Star podcast.
That was right out of the Gong Show. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was...
So Gabri Ponte was not associated with the Movie Star song. Now he's just doing this on his own. And right now he's the front runner.
Sam, are you sure this wasn't just like a Italian TV commercial for like beans or something?
I mean, I feel like this is some sort of a fever dream. Like when you have too much like pepperoni or sausage or something before you go to sleep. Like this is, it's a weird fever dream. And I don't know how this is going to go because the San Marino National Final is jury only. And I don't know how they're going to take selecting a song potentially that could be, you know, very popular and very viral, but name checks another country that they are technically not.
I love the idea. I know it's San Marino, so it's not exactly the same, but like, I love the idea of a song whose title is like all of Italy being sent by just some other country.
Right.
Like here's Norway with all of Italy.
As opposed to the current Irish song, which is Russian Dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sung by a Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this stupid contest.
Yeah,
it's really rocky right now. Like, we're going to get, you know, we have just a couple of weeks before we start really getting into the previews, which is when we actually have sort of like hard copies of all of the songs as they are going to be out there. But I think it this year more than any other, you know, we're 2 months out from the contest. It feels bad. It feels bad. I'm just going to say it. It feels bad. The songs are bad. I just need to know. I need to fast forward. I need to get put into cryo sleep until 3 weeks from now. Ugh.
It's okay. It's okay, Danny.
Ugh.
You're going to be okay, I think.
One
they
hopes.
Can't all be 2017.
All you can do is hope. I mean, it can't always be 20. I feel like 2021 was kind of a huge year. You know, we came out of the pandemic. Everything sort of was just like we all got thrown off kilter. Some countries got a chance to rest. Some artists got a chance to really go like, okay, this is how it felt the first time. It was abortive. And now we actually get like a full run at it. 2021 felt really special, felt really cool. Here we are, 2025, just sort of like a weird malaise in this weird foggy part of modern history. We got a bunch of movements pushing and pulling in different ways, and it feels like we are getting just mud. We are getting like culturally muddied here at this contest.
I mean, to be fair, we still have no idea what the hell Georgia is doing. They may come out of this with a steel chair.
That's right. Just, okay. So, I mean, is Portugal going to say, what if Portugal sends us another rave song? What if,
okay.
From what we're hearing
in Portugal, they are, it seems like the front runners are a bit more low key.
They're being Portugal. Okay.
There's a guy that's
being low key.
Like hanging from a stick. No, that's like a vertical stick, and there's a, I'm sure there's like a rig that he's attached to, but he appears to be floating. And it's actually really cool, and the song is pretty good. I feel like that maybe is going to win. I will say, I don't think this is going to win, but I do want to shout out Henke's I Want to Destroy You, because you want to spice up the contest a little bit, that's how you do it, Portugal. Mm. Send that. That song's great. It's like a, have you ever listened to Spirit Box? Like a,
not familiar.
Like a hardcore new metal, death metal inspired thing with a female vocalist.
Hmm. Anyway, that I have, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah, check out I Want to Destroy You. It's great. It's not going to win. I hope I can plug the Eric Was Wrong shirts on that one next week. But I don't think that's going to happen. There are some solid things in Portugal for sure. But I don't know that they're going to be, I don't know that there's going to be something that like really jumps out.
But a lot of people thought that, Brito was also really, really subtle and wasn't going to go anywhere. And then it ended up coming top 10. So
mm-hmm. That's true.
Never, ever count Portugal out.
Well, we can't anymore. No. I mean, Europe loves what Portugal's doing nowadays. And, yeah. If we're looking for that big thing that's really going to stand out, like, where is it going to come from at this point?
Georgia could go weird. We still don't know. The UK, okay. There are rumors about who the UK are sending. I'll believe it when
France
I see
yet?
It. The French song the French song is going to be premiered at like the halftime show of like the rugby championships or something like that.
Cool. That sounds awesome.
They're going big with this. So that could also be that could be promising, but we have no.
I imagine France thinks they have. There are going. I am sure there are a good number of people in France who think they've got it right now.
Okay,
they're going to be singing.
I think
big France.
That's usually true.
Outside,
but
of
I bet
England,
it's also true. That's. I guess to answer my own question, France may be where it comes from. Who knows?
Fine by me. Direct flights. I would love it.
Oh no, Paris! What am I going to do?
Yeah, where are they going to host it? They're a country that has no hosting capabilities.
Oh.
They're too busy hosting Junior every year.
Well, Basel's right across the border, so we can just stay there.
They're just going to put it in Lyon.
Beautiful, neutral Basel.
Works
go down
to
Marseille, pick up some heroin.
What?
Nice.
Like in the French Connection.
Yeah.
Big rip to Hackman, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a weird story, and I sure hope I don't regret. Anyway, let's see. I think we covered all the things we wanted to. That's,
I think so.
Week. That's it. That's a lot of junk. That's a lot of junk happening this week. Mm-hmm.
So much junk. Not even a trunk, but there's just a lot of junk.
No, yeah.
What are you going to do with all this junk?
I'm going to get a cramp from how hard my fingers are crossed for the next week. I'm just looking for something that feels, you know, when you hear a song during the Eurovision season and you're like, that's it. Or at least that's something. Like that's something. I feel like I haven't listened to more than three songs where I go, that's something.
I'm on two currently.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Though I'm like, oh, I really like that. Two.
Yeah. Okay. Sam.
I'll let you speculate on which ones they are.
About the same.
Sam, save me.
About the same.
Chick Man. And let's go with
Like a Party.
Like a Party.
Yeah. You didn't get them both right, I'll tell you that.
Christ.
You're over two. Right. Man. Come on.
Okay.
Well, in that case, I think we should probably adjourn for this week. Hopefully we will have a little bit more hope in the next episode. Again, you know how to reach us. Find us on social media, 12pointsUSA, or just email us directly, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Special shout out to the members of our Patreon community who politely let us know if there are technical difficulties. Katie in particular, thank you very much.
I messed that up. Thank you, Katie.
You are fabulous, and we very, very much appreciate you.
Anyone who got to listen to our complete unedited, unpared down section for the... like 20 minutes. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm
glad everyone got to see the man behind
the curtain.
We
should do that on purpose sometime. Because, like, I don't know. Sometimes the tangents are fun. But we can't keep them in. So, you know.
Well, now that we're not on the radio anymore, we can curse a hell of a lot more. So
that is.
Oh, shit, yeah.
We got that going for us, which is nice. All right. Until next time, everybody. I've been Samantha.
Yeah, I've been Derek.
I have been Eric.
And I've been Danny.
And America.
Stop listening now.
Kill me.